Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. I'm Tommy Dreamer, and my co-host and I, Mickey James, we're talking hardcore country. We're talking the next generation. And we have our guests, Brian Pillman Jr. and Zaya Brookside. And we're talking about how to be the next generation when your parents were such big stars in the industry. And all this conversation started with The Rock's daughter, Ava Raine, talking NXT and everything pro wrestling right here on the Busted Open Podcast. Fourth generation, Ava Raine. Her big sit down, she did shock the world. I love the follow up. And it was the next day, a Google trend. A lot of people were talking about it. Nobody saw it coming. The place reacted to it. And then the world kind of reacted to it. And now we have this great sit-down interview. Also, shout out to Vic Joseph. You did an excellent job.
Big, I haven't Vic. Really
seen him in that setting.
Yeah.
And his tall lankiness did an excellent job interviewing the schism. And now we kind of heard what I always like to say, the person's mission statement. And I thought she did an amazing job and of telling her story and her real story about, you know, being in the WWE since she grew up and then talking about her directive. Thought she held her own. Mickey, your thoughts?
I thought she did a really great job in that sit down because I expected the guys to kind of, it was important for her to have her own statement to say, you know, to have a strong and powerful statement, especially because it's going to be the first time you get to see her in that kind of situation. And I was hoping that the guys weren't just going to speak for her, but she did a great job. And I think she really stood in that role. And she almost looks, in the way it's positioned, as like a leader of that whole faction.
Yes. And also she had the majority of the interview. I love how everybody got to chime in. They all hit their, I like to call their schism gang symbols. I know that it's a thing. Weirdo people like to do these weirdo things. Violent by Design, they like to shoot these weird symbols out there. So Schism's got theirs.
Okay, so can we just address the elephant in the room, though?
Why are you talking about my weight that way? It's messed up. That's what bully's for, not you. That's the Fat and the Furious edition.
No, the only thing about this group, the Schism, is really, are we a fan of the name Schism? You love it.
I am not. I don't know what it means.
I
think
it
has a, like, when I think of certain words, they kind of make me go bleh. Not that I go bleh that much. Like phlegm, schism, moist.
My mouth doesn't like it when it comes through my teeth. Like it just makes me kind of go, that face.
The actual word schism.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Don't you?
Okay, keep going. Sorry, sorry, guys. I'm not bearing. I like it's
is it
whatever.
Because of the word? Tell me.
It's like, the word. Like I don't like the word. The word is. It just. It's not. My ears don't like it. Ew.
Andre, the producing giant. If they ever say schism me, daddy, I don't know about that one.
I don't know if that's gonna make a T-shirt. Don't think.
I would get that T-shirt if it says "Schism me, daddy." Then you go this way.
You know, a lot of people would buy that T-shirt. Yeah, but I couldn't even get MILF the MILF T-shirt. Mickey, I like fighting. t-shirt approved. So I don't think Schism Me Daddy is going to get over
through
the network, but we can put it on pro wrestling tees.
They can't. No, but other people can.
Somebody could.
Don't have that lawyer in AEW.
Someone take my money, please. Schism Me Daddy shirts.
Andre, go Schism Me Daddy. Go trademark it right away. Get in your Zoom box. I don't want to see you again until I call on you.
Until you got that trademark locked. Wow.
Sorry,
Schism. I didn't mean to bury it. It's, you know, obviously it's working because it's a heel name. Like I immediately kind of go, ugh, I don't like these guys because I don't like that word.
What other words don't you like?
Phlegm. Phlegm is not fun. Phlegm is, you know,
moist.
It depends on what you're talking about. Like if you're talking about a cake, then yes, moist is fine. You know?
Okay. Somebody else help me out here.
And moving on. Let's go back to second generation, third gen. Sorry.
Well, she's fourth.
She is fourth.
I said her. And this topic came about from last week when we were talking about it from her debut. And like I said, man, it got a lot of people talking because of, yes, her father, yes, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, her father, the number one actor in the world today. Kudos to you also for your movie premiere being one of the highest grossest weekends of all time. You keep on firing on all cylinders, Rock. So that's a lot of pressure when you're father.
Yeah.
Think of yourself.
I think the genuine excitement was how are they going to present her? I think people have been anxiously kind of awaiting her debut and her arrival to the WWE scene. I think there was a lot of people assuming that she would just step into I'm the Rock's daughter role and it was easy and it would either get her over or get her a ton of heat and stuff. And I think the fact that they've went a complete different route and almost like just not acknowledging it, but to change her name and do all the things to just be able to step into this other role. Not only does it kind of step her away, it gives her a chance to prove herself on her own merit, you know, because she's always going to have that respect of being that fourth generation star at this point. But it's really trying to find her own footwork in that door and what it looks like for her. So she isn't just known as the Rock's daughter. So I think for her, it's very exciting, you know, because I think the latter would have been pretty detrimental in the sense of like, not everybody can just come in and be, you know, even with Charlotte Flair, like when you were saying they dropped her last name, they dropped Flair. Like obviously she's acknowledged as Charlotte Flair, but they just call her Charlotte now.
I think that's a big thing in wrestling because of the pressures. Mm-hmm. By the way, she's lucky I wasn't handling her creative because I would have named her Pebbles, the Rock's daughter. Get it? But if, like I said, Blackjack Mulligan, massive star, his son Barry Windham, which, you know, totally changed name, and Barry got more over as Barry Windham than he did Blackjack Mulligan Jr. There's a lot of people that change their name because of those pressures. And I mean, think of you and your journey in life. You more than paid your dues, but being a woman in this industry, being, you know, trying to come up the right way, all these things. And then plus you have to fill the biggest shoes in professional wrestling. But even if you didn't have to fill the biggest shoes, think of Greg Valentine, Johnny Valentine. But then, you know, there's also the fact that she is a woman in this industry. It's extra pressure. For your generation was because there wasn't as many women and, you know, wanting to be a wrestler. Thankfully, it has changed. And it's, you know, it's still as hard. But you have to now, you know, I don't want to say every guy, but it's like, oh, I have a son. My son will be the wrestler. But now, oh, no, I have a daughter. Do I want my daughter in this business? And then, you know, and kudos to her, because I said it last week. She's the Rock's daughter. She doesn't have to be paying her dues. She doesn't have to be training every day. And she is.
Right.
And she also talked about suffering an injury. And I love that. She said she suffered an injury and who was the only person that called her, which is really, really a backstory to everything. But I mean, I feel she's going to, where this is the beginning stages, and I feel it's better than when her father debuted as, like, you know, Rocky Maivia, mm-hmm. where the fans eventually turned on him, but she's being put in a nice spotlight already, yeah. and going the opposite route. She's being evil.
Right. And there's so many things that can come out of being in that faction of the stories and the alliances that happen even within that faction. So it's, you know, has scope for a long tenure to kind of grow in that role.
Yes. Yeah. And then you could see where when you're in a group, eventually, I mean, and this group is just forming and it's just right. getting over. You can see then where, okay, you look at the stars that have worked in groups before. Mm-hmm. Lex Luger, he wasn't ready yet, and then he got put in the Horsemen. He became ready. You look at what they did with Evolution, with Randy and Dave, and they mm-hmm. surrounded themselves with greatness with Rick and Triple H, and then mm-hmm. how they blossom. So this is just the beginning, because when you do, if you do make an era, or if you do something, you can still be the focus, mm-hmm. but you're also surrounded by, and her group, they're all good workers.
Right.
And I haven't seen her wrestle yet, and I'm already intrigued, and I don't think I need to see her wrestle yet. And when she does, whoever that opponent's going to be, it's, if I'm taking that, you apologize now, yeah. and it has to be a total dominant performance, whomever she wrestles.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because I hadn't even really thought about that, because I assumed the role that she was going in, she probably still wouldn't wrestle for a while unless it was like an intergender match or something that where there was another female involved in kind of that role.
They could build that. They have a lot of groups like that in NXT, mm-hmm. and a lot of women, or they also do like random pairings.
Right.
I'm enjoying NXT, by the way.
Yeah.
And, I enjoyed the show last night. I love seeing a lot of these characters develop. I enjoyed the main event. I enjoyed how it was set up last night. But what they're also doing, introducing more characters via vignettes, mm-hmm. and making you think of who are these people going to be, which I thought they did an excellent job last night with the one person who keeps leaving messages at the PC Center. By the way, PC Center, why do you still have an answering machine? I don't know. We're in a digital age. If I, even with the Android 3, can get rid of my answering machine, I think you can too. And then there was another person who had a nice vignette that had me being like, who's this person going to be? So kudos to whoever's doing that down there, because it's gaining interest.
So you don't have a voicemail system on your cell phone?
No, I do. A lot of people don't, but this is like straight up looks like answer machine.
Like I'd press the button, press play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone's pranking the PC Center.
Somebody's constant. They still got that intercom system where they press the button into the other room. That's on the wall.
Straight up, I used to have people, any crazy person that used to call WWE, somehow if they got through, they put them to me when I worked there. It was usually... I enjoyed all those conversations, by the way.
I'm sure you did.
I love the crazy. Hence why me and you get along so, so well.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you missed anything this week on Mad Dog Sports Radio, I got you covered. It's Mike Babchick's Morning After, where we play back the best clips of the week and recap in a way you have never heard before. It's a roast like no other, and no one is safe. Not Mad Dog. Not anyone. This is a Morning After walk of shame you actually won't regret. You can find Mike Babchick's Morning After on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
Mr. Brian Pillman Jr., how are you doing this morning?
How are you doing?
I'm so good. Great. I'm good.
Well, Bri, we've been talking the next generation to second generation wrestlers. That's been the theme of the show. And you are, of course, one. And listening to your story, also knowing you, we're talking the trials and the tribulations of being a second generation wrestler. So you had started a little late for your decision to become a professional wrestler. And now, first let's talk the pressure of, you know, living up to that standard that your dad set in other people's minds.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the theme of it, right? You know, I think I've had a very unique, story when it comes to the plethora of second generation wrestlers that we have throughout wrestling, and that, you know, I did join later on. You know, I did sort of put off wrestling, you know, because in my own head it was, you know, not the path that I was going to take. You know what I mean? It didn't pan out that well for my father, and I thought it'd be a safer route to go to college and finish school. And I did all that, and I just had a calling, man. I think just my personality and the way I look and the way I'm built, I knew I'd have a natural knack for it. But yeah, definitely jumping headfirst into something like pro wrestling when you have such an almost insurmountable amount of pressure and expectations at a later age without having any real, like, natural, like, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't backyard wrestling from the age of 12 to 21 and then just got, you know, decided just to go pro the next, like,
right.
Like a lot of these kids, you know, they grew up doing it, like, you know, and kids and Mexico and lucha culture and stuff like that. So, you know, despite being a second generation wrestler, you know, my experience level and my aptitude for the sport, I didn't start off on an uneven playing field in that sense. But there were a lot of advantages and stuff. But I mean, that was the caveat that came with the pressure. You know, because I got all these opportunities early on, I also got slammed with pressure. You know, there was always a target on my back. I mean, I think I started TV wrestling maybe like 3 months into wrestling. I got on with MLW. Right. You know what I mean? I'm 3 months in, and there's a hard cam, and there's all this shit to think about. You know what I mean? And just being kind of thrown to the fire like that, it was truly a blessing. Honestly, it made me who I am now. I mean, I had so many matches early on, so many bad matches, and I got out of my system.
Mm-hmm.
I was very blessed to be able to work with Dreamer even super early on, you know what I mean? And getting to do like high level stuff involving like hardcore and incorporating different items and stuff and stuff like that. So just to sort of be thrown into the fire like that, it kind of forged me into who I am. And I feel like I have a lot of different experiences and stuff. Yeah. But definitely a very unique situation, and it's a challenge that I deal with every day. Every time I walk in the locker room, every day I wake up to be the best version of the wrestler as I can be, is I'm constantly, you know, considering, you know, my father's, you know, his reputation and his contributions, and you know, trying to be my own version of myself, but also, you know, falling in love with different aspects of his career and some things that I would like to recreate or tribute. You know what I mean? It's a fine line, you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to be myself now, especially as I approach 30 years old, and I actually am like, don't get me wrong, I used to hate wrestling because, like, you know, I knew I wanted to get out there and make a name for myself, but because I just got thrown into it, you know, I was going every weekend, I was just basically getting in a car to drive 5 hours to go suck at something and then drive home. And you know what I mean?
Right.
Like it was hard. Like it would be different if I had grown up doing it and I had all these ideas and shit when I started, but like, I didn't know what to do, what moves to do, what to say, you know, it was just so foreign to me.
And I'm sure that people just expected you because I want to talk to you a little bit about this, because I think that your journey as a second generation superstar is very, you're sitting there talking about it now, is very different than most people's journey as a second generation superstar. Because if you think about it, the business took your father away at a very young age for you. So then you grew up without your father from a business that you're now in, that you, yeah, like you said, you steered away from going into it. So I'm sure you had a lot of mixed emotions growing up and dealing with all that. And then to then step into the business and decide to take this venture, and you're immediately compared to your father, which is a big deal, because he was pretty iconic. You know what I mean? Like, he's very, very popular and a wrestling tragedy in that sense. So one, why then, what made it you say, okay, you know what? I do want to do this. I do want to try wrestling out, because you didn't have the foundation of the being able to go to your dad or watch wrestling with your dad in that sense, or like to then pick his brain, like a lot of the superstars have been able to do. And it just, like, what made you come to that? Because I'm sure you, like you said, you hated it for a long time, as I think I would have as a child been like, you know.
Yeah, it was sort of just like a sign, you know. It was something that was always in the back of my head, like, it, you know, just sitting back there. I mean, even from a young age, I just didn't have time to even, you know what I mean? I was moving out of the house at like 13, living with my friend, you know. I didn't have time, right, to consider if I was going to go to a wrestling school and like do all this bullshit. And to me, right, I had such a respect for it. I thought, you know, oh, they're only going to hire people right out of the NFL or right out of some sport, you know, like the MMA, mm-hmm, like, you know, I just got to graduate college and focus on that. You know, I did play some Division III lacrosse, you know, and as I got older, I got a little bit more on my feet. My Aunt Linda, God bless her heart, you know, she, yep, bought a house here in Edgewood, Kentucky, so I could finish, mm-hmm, out like my final year of high school and then into college. So I was able to, and that's sort of what saved me too, was the sports teams. You know, I had like, you know, figures like sports coaches and masculine, mm-hmm, figures to kind of get mentors, me out of the hood and, you know, staying out of trouble and stuff. But going back to your question, it was a combination of different signs. It actually started, my buddy got me into yoga. I was a big gamer. I wasn't doing a lot with my body physically. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't doing great with the dating marketplace, right? You know, I wasn't doing well with the ladies, and I was like, what can I do? I was like, you know, I'll go take some yoga. You know, it always starts, oh, okay, with that, right? It always starts, you know, a man's path to greatness usually starts with wanting to meet more women, right? And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to take yoga. And then I really loved it. And I loved like the ability I was able to harness out of yoga, the athletic ability, the balance and the core strength and stuff. And I really, and that kind of helped me find out, okay, wait a minute, maybe I am athletic. Maybe I do have some sort of genetic, you know, ability here. And then I started hitting the weight room, and then it all just kind of came to be. And I thought, damn, I look good. I'm jacked now, and I can move. It's like, what am I doing? You know, maybe I was meant to, you know, that was one of the signs, like, okay, so my genetics are more apt to look a certain way. I have broad shoulders, you know, my hair is very healthy. I started growing my hair out. Mm-hmm. And then
luxurious locks.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. The hair's never fought me on it. It's definitely been along for the ride the whole time. So a lot of things just started to click for me, and then I became more confident. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I can give this wrestling thing a try. And like, just with all the timing of everything happening so perfectly, I'm like going to my final course to graduate college. Like, it's like the last week of school. I'm on campus. And I get a DM from Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, of all people, you know, like the busiest guy ever, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
to this day, it's like, you know, I just talk to him when I can, but I, you know, and don't get me wrong, like, he gives me all the time of day when I ask him, but, you know, yeah, he's just a busy guy. And to, yeah, get a DM,
he's a great dude,
Twitter,
though.
Yeah. And I wasn't big on the social media yet either. You know, right, I'm sitting there with my Twitter, you know, I don't even got 30 followers. And he's like, hey, bud, you know, I got this weightlifting belt. It was your dad's. I want to give it to you. And I'm like, what? Aww. Weightlifting belt? Like, okay, cool. You know, forgive my Stone Cold impression. That's what I'm working with right now.
That was pretty good. That was all right.
Like, it was like Stone Cold Steve Austin waking up in the morning. But
yeah,
me and your pops were best buds. And I just want to tell you some stories. You got a minute? And I'm like, do I have a minute? You know, like, I'm like, I'll skip class. Like, I do not need to be in, you know, IT 104 when I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm pressing buttons and they're not doing fuck all anyways, you know? So I just stand outside of you know, the little campus building and chat with Steve Austin for about 45 minutes. He tells me some great shit. And by the end of it, I thought, you know what, Steve, I've been thinking, you know, I'm here, I'm about to graduate school and start a bullshit job. I was like, do you think I could ever, you know, get into the pro wrestling business? And he's like, I want you, you know, to let you know your dad would want you to do, you know, whatever would make you happy. You know what I mean? He's like, this business ain't going anywhere. He's like, don't do it just to do it, you know, do it if you think it'll make you happy and it's something you want to really do. And then I ended up finishing school and working corporate job for like 6 months after that. But don't get me wrong. Like after that day, I was becoming a pro wrestler. Like, that's like the plan was set, you know? And I sort of just continued working that light, like that corporate job. I worked for a Fortune 50 company. I did database management for accounting software for car dealerships all along the Western Hemisphere. It was called CDK Global. It was a pretty cool gig, you know. And I grew up around cars, like working in body shops and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I liked the job and stuff. And I was all into it, but man, it started to dawn on me that my personality and just who I was did not fit in an office setting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know that, like, during the work hours, you're not allowed to just like jump off the cubicle and double axe handle your coworkers. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I didn't know, like, I was just not a normal person. So I would just be like constantly like trying to wrestle people in the hallway while they're going to get a bagel or while they're getting a coffee. You know what I mean? Like
the old bagel double leg.
Yeah. I'm just like, hey, what's up? And they're like, dude, gotcha. Like, we're at work. And I'm like, work, what's work? Like, this is work, you know?
Yeah.
And then I just got on YouTube, and like the coolest thing, and I'll go ahead and be a mark and put them all over. But the coolest thing for me was watching the like Young Bucks and the Cody and Kenny and the Elite and the Ring of Honor and all the shit. Like, they're just watching it all stir up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So to me, I'm just like, oh man, like I'm about to train to be a wrestler, and these guys are just like taking over the world. Like, it's a revolution. Like, fuck the WWE, you know, kind of like in that like renegade mindset. I always wanted to be with them, you know, like,
right.
I tell people all the time, I never even did a WWE tryout, because to me, like a free lunch or like a free ticket somewhere was going to be a bad move, because I needed to earn it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to just go in there and then be like, all right, well, he looks good, fuck it, you know, we'll give him a job. Like, I wanted to go somewhere where the people were like, all right, we actually have seen him wrestle. He's been on the indies a few years. You know what I mean? So
earn it.
My natural trajectory brought me to AEW. Like, I was on the indies with all those guys. I was on the MLW once a month with Lucha Bros. Like, I had already, you know, been boys with half the AEW roster before it formed. And I was on all the little secret little indie like promotion shows that built up AEW. And another thing I'll put myself over, I was the very first entrance ever at AEW during the Casino Battle Royal.
How about that?
When the pay-per-view goes live, there's already preloaded athletes in the ring. So the first entrance at any AEW official event ever is me running through the curtain and then Isaiah Cassidy jumping me on the ramp.
Nice.
There's a little trivia for you.
There you go.
I like it.
But yeah, I just to me it was like I was coming up with guys who had a similar story of like, you know, maybe they were being neglected or maybe they were being rejected in some way and they wanted to start a revolution and create a new company. And that was just so cool to me, because it's like, yeah, I'm sticking it to the man and like going my own path, you know what I mean? Sort of different from my father and like, you know, just being me, you know? And I think slowly but surely I'm starting to figure out who I am, you know, who Brian Pillman Jr. is.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to try and step outside the shadow, but when it's just me, you know what I mean? I find it a little easier because it is just me, you know what I mean? Like maybe Brock and like the Guns, like there's so many guys that like their dad is still here. So it's a different dynamic. It's a whole different story. You know, it's like they constantly have their father in their ear helping them, but also influencing them too. So you never know how that affects how they're coming up and how they view the business creatively. Right. It's like a creative thing, you know what I mean? I bet if my dad was around, he would be coming at me with all these different angles and ideas that I probably wouldn't normally come up with, you know?
Right.
So I feel like I'm starting to become genuinely creative in the business, where maybe when I was first starting out, I was just sort of like recycling old stuff and like you know, older gimmicks and tribute stuff, where now it's like, okay, now I'm like really seeing the business for what it is, for who it, how it serves me and my creativity. So.
Right.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast, here to tell you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
We are ready for Women of Wednesday with Ms. Zaya Brookside. Good morning.
Hello. Good afternoon.
It is afternoon for you. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. That was a cool intro.
Thanks. A little share pumps everybody up, you know? I remember when they were asking, Andre's like, well, what song do you think for Women of Wednesday? And I was like, oh, God, there's so many female empowerment, but I just love a bit of Cher. So, you know. And it is a woman's world. Let's face it.
It's true.
I'll just be standing over here. You guys could keep.
Sorry. Talking. Sorry, Tommy. You can be a woman today. It's okay.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
And you nice to see you, my dear. Happy to see you. So this whole episode today on Busted Open, we're talking about the next generation and you being second generation wrestler. Your father, super duper famous in the UK, international, and even more famous in the States for training the next generation of wrestlers. So for you, and we're talking about the pressures, the doors that it opened, tell us kind of like your story. Like me and Mickey were talking like, wait, did your father train you? We don't know. So if you could kind of help us out here, because it's your story and you're the best person to tell your own narrative. So be your narrator and tell us all about yourself.
Okay, well, he never trained me.
Did he want you in the business?
Oh no, not at all. Like, he did everything to keep me out of it. It was
I'm
quite
sure funny.
I wanted to be a vet, like when I was growing up, and he's like, you're gonna go to school and you're gonna get all your GCSEs and your exams and become a vet. And then when he actually moved to America for NXT, I was like, wait, I miss it. Because as a child, I was going to shows with him every day, every week. I'd go from school, go to the show, like come back home, go back to school. Like, it was every single day. And it was like so much, like all the time, that when he left, I was like, I felt like there was something missing in my life. And then I was like, wait, no, this is actually what I want to do. And that's when I realized I loved wrestling, was when it was taken away.
Wow. So do you have a doctor, you have a degree to be a veterinarian?
Oh no, not at all.
Oh, you
that was just the plan.
That was the plan. Yeah, that's so funny. So you started training in England. Yeah.
Yeah, I started training when I was 15.
Oh wow.
And I debuted when I was 16. I got trained by a wrestler called Darren Thunder Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
He was my main trainer. My dad actually used to wrestle with him, like in Germany and the UK, but my dad never trained me. We wanted to keep it very separate.
Yeah.
Because, like, as you were saying before, Tommy, like it does open a lot of doors for you being a second generation wrestler. Like, you can't lie and say it doesn't, but it makes them a lot harder to get through.
Right.
Because there's this level of like expectation. And I remember when I first started and everyone's like, yeah, we want to book her, she's a second generation, but I'm still only a year in or 6 months in. Like, I'm still super new. Like, I don't have the, I can't think of the word. Like, you don't have all the training.
Right.
Or
the confidence. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So what did your dad say when you said, Dad, I want to be a wrestler, as he's in Florida? Now he's training at NXT. What was his reaction? Was he just like, or did he help you find the trainer or?
No, he said no. He was like, not in a million years, not happening. And I actually went to this trainer behind his back. He like took over my dad's school. And I was like, hey, Uncle Darren, my dad said I could start training with you. He didn't.
Oh no.
That's awesome.
So I kind of like snuck in, but I found out like a year ago that Darren actually did call my dad and like they ran it past each other. And he was like, he just wanted me to be trained properly.
That's so funny.
Now, your father, like for us in the States, we didn't get to see his greatness because, you know, he was doing everything over in the UK and internationally and all that stuff. But if you think about how great he is, Robbie Brookside, he is training everybody in the industry. Like, so that's how much, like you say, his name cachet delivers. So the extra pressure, we were just talking to Brian Pillman Jr. about it. And he said advice that he got from Cody Rhodes is you're going to have to work harder to meet up those expectations. Doors are going to open for you because of your name. But then, and as you know, you have to be able to do it in the ring because you don't want them to say, she's not her dad.
Right. As good as or whatever.
Did you experience a lot of that or?
Oh yeah, so much. Well, my dad never actually saw me wrestle until I debuted at the Mae Young Classic.
Nice.
So I'd already been wrestling.
I remember this.
Yeah, that was the first match I'd ever had in front of him when I'm doing my entrance. And he like holds out his arms for me. I'm like, I gotta go. I'm just worried about the match. But like, you're so right. There's so many doors that do open, but then I feel like the expectation is higher.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just expected to live up to this standard. And like, my dad was an incredible British wrestler. Like he's training the people that you now see main events in WWE or even other places now. Like, so it is a lot harder, but I also accept the challenge.
Right.
And I'm excited for the future. And I just try and train, work hard. And as much like I love using his name, I love where he comes from and I love what British wrestling means to me, but I am still me.
Right.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
It is. And you're so young and you have so much time in front of you. And I think, you know, we all have our journeys, but that's so cute that you went behind his back and obviously, you know, he was going to call, but obviously your dad knew that you were, there was no saying no to you at that point. Like once it's in your head, it's like all of us, like once wrestling is in your blood and in your brains and your head, you're like, I just have to do it. I can't help it. I love it so much. But we're super proud of you. I know you were signed for a bit. And then just with leaving now NXT UK, like how has that been since your departure? Because there's so much wrestling in the UK right now between Progress and like 1PW just came back for their first ever show. Like the scene is very, very hot over there, even since NXT has left. So I feel like you have a chance and opportunity to work with now so many other talents that have kind of blown up since that expansion. But just to kind of really carve out your own space and your own name.
Yeah, for sure. So I was signed for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I got signed in 2018 and I was only 19 at the time.
Like the youngest signee, I think, weren't you?
Yeah, I think so. At the time, mm-hmm. I think that might be different now, but at the time, like I was 19 and signing, and like so much has changed since then. Like the mm-hmm. indies 4 years ago compared to what they are now, like it's a completely different ballgame.
Right.
There's so many more females over here now as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited to like get back out there and just try new things. I've got something big coming up that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Okay.
It's a surprise, but I'm excited for that. And I want to work everywhere. I want to get back to like what I was doing before I was signed, of just traveling, wrestling, like getting to know new people, working with different people, and really just growing myself as a wrestler again.
Right.
Because I feel like there's so many styles out there now too.
For sure. And you can take all of these tools that you've learned underneath the system the last 4 years to like polish yourself. And now you're 10 times better than when you first went in there. And you can use that to like get over even more in this whole new market. And then who knows where you'll go. The sky's the limit, honestly.
For sure. Like, yeah. I'm just buzzed. Like at first, like, obviously it was a bit of a like, oh no, I'm getting married in July. So like we're planning all of that. And I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? But honestly, like the love and the support that I've received from like all my fan base has come back to me. Like they're reaching out, where are you going? Like, what are you doing next? I've had wrestlers reach out to me and I'm ready to just hit the ground running. And
yeah. Just it's exciting. It is exciting.
It really is. Yeah. I'm just grateful.
And congratulations on your nuptials.
Thank you. Yeah.
And if you have a visa, hey, me and Mickey will put a word in for you for Impact Wrestling. Just DM us on the side for that. We'll take care of that.
Slide into the DMs.
She's got a lot of stroke in that Impact Wrestling.
Do I?
She put her entire career on the line for her.
I did.
Damn place.
Yeah. You going to fight me? I'll fight you.
Yeah, let's go.
Go.
Also, I mean, you think about how you said not only has the indies changed, the world changed. I mean, we went through the pandemic. The UK especially was completely shut down. Mm-hmm. Now you're able to travel. I mean, a big thing I would say, because also he went there a lot. Japan would work out well with a lot of the women's promotions that they have there, as well as then just being able to tour the States for different things. My other thing that I'm thinking about, like as a dad, it would be so hard to like one, forget about my daughter traveling everywhere. He worked for the same company that let go of his daughter. Like, that's devastating as a dad.
Yeah. Cause
I'm a dad. And then it's also like for you to have that again, nervousness, and everyone goes through it. But then if you realize this could probably be the best thing for me, because I'm going to get more seasoned, go out there, become a bigger star. And then it's like the door is open again.
The door's always open. Yeah. I think people think with it when they leave, like, oh no, it's never going to happen again. Like, no, you have now, you could take all these tools. That's what I was saying. You're in such an amazing position because now you were so young. And like you said, green, when you first got there, that, you know, you were just learning and absorbing it all. You know, now you can take all of these tools that are in your toolkit and go out there and become a star in your own right and do it your way. And then by the time you come back, I mean, you're still so young, you come back and then you just go to mega stardom. So it's amazing. It really, really is. And I think you have the right mindset and heart set about it, because you can choose to look at things two ways, right? Like obviously that moment happens and you're devastated and you're like, oh man, just lost my dream. But then from there, it's what you do from that situation. And you can either choose to beat yourself up and, oh, what did I do wrong? Or you can say, no, I'm going to take this opportunity to go make something even better of myself, whatever that catalyst is, whether it's to prove them wrong or to make them wish that they had never let me go, or to show them that I can do it all and be better than they ever thought, you know, they or whoever it is, you know. So it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a strong believer that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
So I'm just grateful that I have that mindset.
Yeah.
Of like, I feel like there's so many doors open now. Mm-hmm. Like I don't feel restricted in any way, and I know deep down in my heart that door is still open.
Right.
So like, it may not be now, it may not be next week, but like, I know that if I work hard enough, I can get back there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or other places.
Right.
Hey, let me ask you this, also knowing your father, is your husband a wrestler?
Yeah, he is.
Oh my God. How did you reach that one? Dad, oh, I'm dating a wrestler.
Oh God.
Did he's you keep that Australia. A secret?
Yeah, he's from Australia and he moved over here back in 2017 just for like a 2 year come over and just kind of ended up staying. But the one thing I said to him was, I was like, you have to ask my dad. Like, I won't say yes unless you ask him.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just how close my dad and I are. Like, he really is my best friend. And I'm like, if he can't, then.
Yeah.
You're out, buddy.
Wow.
See you later.
So he said, so dad was cool with it, obviously.
Well, he did say to him, not in a million years. But then he was like, yeah.
That's so funny.
I know you said you can't talk about what you, some big news for you, but do you have anything, one, you want to promote, or two, like, tell everybody what your Instagram and your Twitter is? You are here to promote you, my dear. We have millions upon millions of followers on this show. So put yourself over, damn it. It's your day. It's Women of Wednesday.
Women of Wednesday. So my Instagram and my Twitter is at Zaya Brookside. I got my handles back, which is super exciting. And I currently have my Big Cartel store back open, which is zyabrookside.bigcartel.com, where you can get latest merch, 8x10s, all that fun stuff. I have an exclusive content page too, which is more behind the scenes. But really, just let's all stay up to date. Let's stay on this journey together. I'm super excited for every step that I have coming forward. And let me know where you want to see me next.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.